Live Updates: Trump Holds North Carolina Rally. By Tony Lee on March 2, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Monday evening rally in North Carolina right before Democrats vote in the Super Tuesday primaries. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:20 p.m., Trump concludes another high-energy rally. Democrats in the middle of a heated primary are unable to match his crowd-slash-enthusiasm. 8:15 p.m., Trump says we are kicking ass despite the fact that the Washington swamp is dirtier and more vicious than he ever thought. 8:12 p.m., Trump now tells the crowd about funding programs in Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune. 8:10 p.m., Trump says Democrats are also for socialism, open borders, and the obliteration of the Second Amendment. 8:09 p.m., Trump now reminds the crowd that virtually every Democrat running support ripping babies from the womb. He says he opposes late-term abortions because Republicans believe every baby is a sacred gift from God. Trump now talking about VA Governor Ralph Northam wanting to dance like Michael Jackson before his wife stopped him. He says Northam wants doctors to talk to the mother if she wants to execute the baby. 8:04 p.m., Trump spots someone in the audience and says he's as Mexican as he is. He asks if he is a Mexican. The person apparently said he is Mexican. Left media will have a field day with this bizarre exchange. 8:02 p.m., Trump says the media will be thrilled when he explains how Mexico is paying for the super-duper wall. He says you only have one choice if you don't want sanctuary cities. You must vote Republican, Trump says. You have to. 7:59 p.m., Trump says every Democrat running for president supports sanctuary cities and want federal welfare for illegal immigrants on your tax. He says the sanctuary county of Durham released an illegal immigrant who then murdered a 19-year-old woman. He wonders how sanctuary jurisdictions happened in North Carolina that released hundreds and hundreds of dangerous criminal aliens. 7:55 p.m., Trump now reminding North Carolina of the booming economy. He says the unemployment rate for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans has reached the lowest level in record history. He says it's very important to him that African American youth unemployment is at a historic low along with the African American poverty rate. He says Democrats have betrayed African Americans and his administration is delivering for African Americans. He claims no president has done more for our black community, and it's an honor to do it. Trump now talking about his Opportunity Now program he launched in North Carolina. 7:47 p.m., Trump says we like to troll before one of their primaries. It's called a little trolling, Trump says. 7:39 p.m., Trump introduces Lindsey Graham. He says Trump is going to kick their ass in November. Trump says, "Oh my Lindsey." Crowd chants USA. Now Trump is introducing various officials from North Carolina. And he gives Diamond and Silk a shout out as well. They tell the audience that while the media continue to play the race card, they will continue to play the Trump card and win. 7:38 p.m., Trump says Sleepy Joe doesn't know where he is or what he is doing or what office he's running for. Trump says if Biden wins, they are going to put him into a home and other people super-left radical crazies will be running the government. 7:36 p.m., Trump says Pocahontas will probably lose Massachusetts to Bernie tomorrow night and says candidates can't lose their home state. Trump now reminiscing about the 2016 election, one of the greatest television nights in history. 7:34 p.m., Trump talking about Buttigieg quitting last night and a senator from a state he is going to win, Minnesota, dropping out. He says they made a deal quid pro quo. He says they should be impeached. Quid pro quo. 7:33 p.m., Trump says Fox is interviewing Minnie Mike because they want to be politically correct. He is now mocking Minnie Mike for the worst debate in history. He's not going to go down low tonight to imitate Minnie Mike because he doesn't want to copy himself. He's a disaster waiting to happen, Trump says of Minnie Mike. Trump says the primary is being rigged against Crazy Bernie. He says Crazy Bernie is going to go crazy and will be more crazy when he sees what they are doing. 7:31 p.m., Trump again mocks Sleepy Joe for saying Super Tuesday. Says it would be over to him if he ever said Super Tuesday. He keeps mocking Biden for making scary mistakes on the campaign trail. He mocks Biden for saying 150 million people were killed by guns last year. Can you imagine Trump saying that? These people would never let me live it down, Trump says. We can't even make a little mistake. Trump says you can't make the mistakes Biden is making negotiating with other countries. He says those mistakes will be very expensive. 7:29 p.m., Trump now talking about the booming American economy and destroying the ISIS caliphate and killing its founder. He says he also took out the world's top terrorist Soleimani. 7:27 p.m., Trump says his job is to protect the health of Americans first and accuses Washington Democrats of trying to politicize the coronavirus. He says the political attacks from Democrats must stop and we're going to safeguard our people. He says no country is better equipped than the U.S. to handle new threats. 7:25 p.m., Trump claims nobody knew that the flu kills about 27,000 people a year because he didn't know that stat. 7:23 p.m., Trump says his administration has taken the most aggressive action in history to protect America from the coronavirus, including sweeping travel restrictions. He says the pharmaceutical companies are working hard and they are going to have vaccines relatively soon. They are, Trump says, going to have something that makes you better. He now talks about strong borders and his tough and early actions that were 100% right. Trump says they are working very hard to keep sick and infected people from coming into the country. He says he took a lot of heat from the fringe globalists who would rather keep our borders open than keep Americans safe from the coronavirus. 7:21 p.m., Trump, now talking about his crowds, says the media would gush over crowd size if Sleep Joe had one-tenth of his audience. Crowd keeps chanting 4 more years. Trump says his rallies also don't have too many protesters anymore. No fun to be a protester at a Trump rally, he says. 7:20 p.m., Trump says after years of rebuilding other nations, we are finally taking care of our own citizens. He pays a special tribute to wounded warriors and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. He says terrorists will not be allowed into America because we must keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country. 7:19 p.m., Trump mentions that his administration has rebuilt the awesome military. Trump says one of his main promises was to end the never-ending wars in the Middle East. We're not law enforcement, Trump says. We're bringing them back home. He says America cannot be the policeman of the world and create democracies in countries that probably don't even want it. Trump says the American military's job is to defend America. Amen. 7:17 p.m., Trump mocks Bernie Sanders for whining about Trump's North Carolina rally before the Super Tuesday primaries. He says the Republican Party has never been more unified and crazy Bernie has less enthusiasm than his campaign. He says there's not a lot of enthusiasm for Biden. Trump mocks Biden for looking forward to Super Thursday. 7:15 p.m., Trump now taking the stage in North Carolina. Trump mentions that the Republicans are having their convention in Charlotte. Trump says his opponents weren't thrilled when they saw the stock market today. 6:45 p.m., another raucous crowd awaits Trump at Bojangles Coliseum in Charlotte.